All right, tonight on RT1, a new series called Ireland's Garden Heroes starts. It's looking for the best amateur gardener in the country. It features three judges who know their gardens. One of them is Jimmy Blake, and he joins me in studio. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
And we spoke to Jimmy before from Huntingbrook Gardens down in Wicklow. I asked you then, and I don't think you knew the answer, how many plants have you, different types of plants have you got?
Oh, I still don't know.
You still don't know. When you get them first, Jimmy?
Next time I'm in, I promise.
And back then I was introduced to a word that I'd never heard before, plantsman. You're not just a plantsman, you're a crazy plantsman.
Crazy, absolutely passionate, you know, it's my life. Do you know, I can never have enough plants.
Yeah, and tell us just a little bit to remind people about Huntingbrook Gardens. Is it your home place?
It's my home place. I built it on the home place I grew up on, and I was up in Airfield just up the road here for years, and then moved to set up the garden and opened it to the public. Yeah. So it's been open to the public since, for the last 20 years.
And your mother was a keen gardener.
Really keen gardener. She's 91 now, but she's still got a great eye for plants and very present when she's in my garden. Yeah. Like she's not thinking about what has to be done tomorrow, or she's just looking at the plants.
That's where I got it. I'd say you have some great chats to yourself and her.
Yeah.
So I watched the first one, which is on tonight, Ireland's Garden Heroes. It's people are saying it's like Home of the Year, but for gardens. It's not really though, is it?
It's not really. I know everyone's saying that to me as well. Like I suppose, you know, it's not heavily judged. It's not about really judging the gardens. It's, you know, we don't know the gardens before we go, like, and we don't know anything about them. We get a few lines the night before, and then we're outside the gate. They bring us in, and they literally start filming. But the people are there. We meet the people.
Which is different.
Which is lovely.
Yes,
like, we just meet them for a few minutes at the start, and then we go off. We spend hours in the garden the whole day, and then they come back out and we meet them, and they ask us questions, we ask them questions, but it's very light. But
there's a sort of a soul to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't in house programs sometimes there is, but inevitably there isn't, and because people are doing this themselves. This is blood, sweat, and tears, isn't it?
I don't know what to expect at the start of it, because I always choose what gardens I go to all over the world, and this. I was told what gardens I was going to, and it's been just such a journey of meeting the joy in everyone's face when they come out to share their garden. That's the biggest thing, really.
Yeah. I was just saying before we went on air that I don't have the time at the moment, and I'm fearful of messing it up. That's why I don't do gardening.
You need one of my gardening courses.
No. Let's see. Come on, Jimmy. You brought in your book, A Beautiful Obsession.
Yeah, that might get you started.
Which I've seen, yeah. So you've been featured on the BBC's gardening show with Monty Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was obviously you're a big news then. And what was that? Yeah. What's Anchorman? What's that phrase from Anchorman? You know, where he says he's big. Big news? No, he's not. A very big deal. You're a very big deal in the garden world.
I don't know.
So you were pleasantly surprised, or
like there's a whole mix of people and ages. Like we've gone to a garden there the other day where the girl was only 23, I think 23, 24, and she did this massive project. Like she'd put in a lake in an old coal quarry, and a huge garden, pigs roaming around. Small goats. It was incredible, girl. But just to see her change through the day, like as we just told her how good she really is, and it was amazing. I got a text later that evening say she's going to go and do horticulture.
Right.
Another young lad up the north there the other day, like only in his mid-20s, a huge project as well, just in a corner of a field, put in a gravel garden, a big pond. And I think it's those young people that really.
Yeah,
is part of it.
Do you think during lockdown that people have
absolutely
started gardening, not even returned to gardening, but started gardening?
I think so. But then there's like we had a 89-year-old woman the other day, and she's obviously been gardening all her life, but she was all about the feeling in the garden, and we were in our bare feet, and it was really quiet. It was filmed really quietly, and that was pure magic.
Wow.
And it wasn't about the plants at all. Because usually my head is going mad looking for the plants. Want to talk about the plants. They're not letting me talk about enough plants. But that was
special. You did. And like, if anybody else said this, Jimmy, I'd go, come on. But you were talking about architectural leaves.
Yeah.
At one stage.
Have you been thinking about them since?
No, but I'm just going, but you say it with such passion and such confidence that it doesn't sound too up its own behind.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So what's an architectural leaf?
No, a big leaf that's rather than just a thin little leaf, it's a big, like, let's say a banana leaf or something right. like that, that you're going to get a really big impact. Yeah. Right.
You're a big fan of architectural leaves. Big So it's Ingrid and Niall are your co sort of
hosts
judges.
On the program. Yes, yeah.
yeah, yeah. And you, yeah. you seem to have a lovely.
Yeah, yeah. It's
did
been
you
great.
Know them beforehand?
Well, Niall has actually gone out with my niece.
Right.
Fiona.
Ireland's tiny.
It's tiny, yeah. It's tiny, yeah. And we've seen that as we're going around as well. Sure. But Ingrid then is a garden designer down in Cork.
Right.
So yeah, it's been great fun working with the two of them because it's full on. We're there every day and we have to perform.
And it's 18 gardens you have to go to.
It's 18 gardens. We've five more to do. So we're still in the middle of filming.
Yeah, and is there an overall garden of the year at the
no,
end?
No,
there isn't.
Just, no. Just so it's very softly done. We actually, the end of each programme, we go back to my garden in Huntingbrook
yeah.
and we go down into the valley, the big mossy table, and that's where the deliberation, is that the word?
Yes,
anyway,
yes.
we talk about what's our favourite garden of each programme. We don't pick an overall winner at the end of the programmes.
And then you give the winner a bunch of flowers or something like that, or a plant. Or
yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Now we said again, we've 2 minutes here. See how many we can get through. Will you ask Jimmy if flowers have come through on lavender plants? What's the best thing for harvesting the lavender? Am I too late? Thanks, Trish.
Harvest them now. Harvest them now. Cut them off at the end of the stem, the flowering stem, and just hang them up in a bunch, even in a sunny windowsill.
And that's it. Fine. Yeah. Okay. If compost is not properly rotted, is it bad for plants? I used my compost this year and now I have potatoes growing with the gladiolas.
That sounds good. Sounds all right to me. Don't eat the gladiola, it might kill you.
So the potatoes were in the compost.
They were probably
they?
In the compost. Yes. Yeah, your compost needs to rot down well. Maybe to
right.
Yeah, make sure it's not too dry. I suppose it has to rot down.
I love that one. I love that one. Do I cut off the dead flower heads from a hydrangea, please, Joanne?
Yeah, you do that in the spring. Cut them off in the spring. Leave them on for the winter.
Okay. Could you please ask your gardener man, that's Jimmy, how to get rid of the weed mare's tail? What does a mare's tail look like?
Sell the house.
All right.
Sell the garden. You'll never get rid of it.
Really not?
You just have to live with it. It's creeping into my garden now.
Is that the one with the white flower? No.
No, it's really ancient. It was around the time of the dinosaurs. It's gone nowhere.
We've tried weed killer and digging up, but it still grows back. Thanks, yeah. Carl Kilcoolan.
Just keep pulling it out.
Is it harmful to other?
It's not really harmful, but it'll kind of encroach on other plants. But it's really deep.
And is it ugly?
I think it's very attractive. But
right. What's that, what they say about a weed? A weed is just a...
plant in the wrong place.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't. you have a really bad poker face. You don't. Right. Please ask Jimmy, can I cut down my lupins? That sounds painful. You've 5 seconds. They're gone to seed now.
Cut down the flowering stems. Now, just to the bottom of the flowering stem.
Okay.
And leave the rest of the plant.
That was brilliant. We got through 5 or 6 there. Jimmy, thanks very much. Tonight on RTÉ1, Ireland's Garden Heroes. Highly recommend from here.
We'll talk
8:30. Sarah McInerney's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTÉ Radio 1.